is Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-5791. That's the number for you to take control of the show and bring up anything, whether it be a political issue, personal problem, anything goes. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We have archives for you, the last 7 months of the show, right there on the front page of the website. No logging in required, no membership fee. You don't have to have an account. You just go to freetalklive.com and you download them. It's that simple. Freetalklive.com, all of it totally free.
Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, give them a call toll-free at 1-888-532-4604 or go to freestateproject.org. That's 888-532-4604, freestateproject.org.
That's right. And we're actually all members of the Free State Project.
Indeed.
We are.
Just by total coincidence. All right. So let's go to the phones, do the fun. We start the show with your calls if you're on the line. So let's talk to Mike the Conservative in Ohio. Mike, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Jason, and Manwich.
Hey, guys. I've been having a great time with
Hello, Mike. We're having trouble hearing you. Board up. Check him. Hello, Mike.
I'm here.
We got
there
you.
There we go.
Okay. Great, guys. I've been having a great time with the boards. And, Ian, thank you for taking my suggestion.
Oh, yeah, we actually, Mike suggested a new forum for our BBS at freetalklive.com. He suggested Spreading Liberty? Is that what I did?
Absolutely, yes.
How to promote liberty, something like that?
Yeah, a new forum. I even posted some new ideas. I even put links to how you can download the Constitution and actually have a copy with you like Manwich.
Very cool.
Yep, I got one in my briefcase, and I keep one in Word on my computer on the desktop.
I think it's going to be a great forum. I think it was an excellent suggestion, and obviously that's why I implemented it. It's going to allow our listeners to, post ideas, share ideas, swap stories as to how to best promote freedom and liberty. So with that, what's on your mind?
Well, okay. Actually, I'm one of your podcast listeners, although I don't have a pod, but... Actually, you mentioned a few weeks back about how folks over in New Hampshire, their state legislature only makes $100 to $250 a month, and that sparked my interest.
Actually, I think it's $200 a year.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, a year. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
And I stand corrected.
That is interesting.
I did go over and I took a look at that, and I thought it would be an awesome idea if you guys would, go through those 101 facts, just a little tidbit every time to support the Free State Project, and because that really got my interest.
It's an interesting idea. He's talking about the 101 reasons to move to New Hampshire. It's going to take some consideration. I think it's an interesting idea. I don't think I'm going to jump into it right away tonight, but what was one of your favorites, one of your favorite facts?
That one was one of my biggest ones. I mean, that's actually saying that somebody's actually working for me and not the money.
Yeah. I mean, that doesn't even cover the gas for those people that have to drive to Concord.
But I did have, I figured that could be that extra time that you want to have on the show and get your goal. I figured that might be a way to fill that time if you hadn't figured that out yet. But I do have one request to Manwich.
What's that?
Manwich, I know that you pull that Constitution out regularly. I know it's got wrinkles and rips and stuff like that. You know what would be really neat? That forum that I started... If you could post a picture of it, just the front page of how it's been used, maybe to be a little inspiration for other people to whip it out whenever it needs to be come out.
What, like my little Constitution?
Absolutely.
Well, Manwich actually tends to reference the digital version of the Constitution.
Whereas my Constitution, the front and back covers are totally gone.
All right.
The table of contents is gone. It's all in tatters.
Okay, Johnson, you're hired, man. Put it
Actually,
in.
Actually, Jason. It's Whoa. Jason. You're confused. You're a newer listener.
Yeah, buddy.
We'll let you get by with that one once. Thanks for the call, man.
We appreciate it.
800-259-5791. Oh, my goodness. You have to get much more angry before you can be considered a Johnson.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on here. People thinking I'm Johnson.
Terrible. That was a terrible.
That was terrible. Hey,
New Hampshire was the first state to hold a constitutional convention in 1778.
Sweet. Yes, it was. And by the way, now here's another one, just off the top of my head. New Hampshire is one of two states that enshrines the right to secede and the right to citizens' revolution in the state constitution.
Is the other one Texas?
I'm not sure.
I bet you it is.
Probably. Maybe Alaska. I'm not sure.
What the heck would Alaska care?
I don't know. Anyway, let's go to the email box, ftl@freetalklive.com. And I know you had an email, Manwich, that you wanted to get to, pull that up. That way we can
I'm ready to go when you are.
Oh, you ready for that one? Because I think that one's good. It's the upstart one. The upskirt email.
Yes.
All right, let's do that.
I would like to correct Manwich's obvious views on this so-called right to privacy. Yeah, mentions upskirt in the
Well, because we were talking about this, I guess, Maryland. It's still legal in Maryland to take upskirt photos mm-hmm. and down blouse photos of women in public, so long as you're in public, right?
Yeah.
That was the deal. And that's what that was the controversy. I said, hey, if you're wearing a miniskirt, it's a risk you take.
Boy.
And you would.
All right, I'm bringing my cane with the mirror on the bottom to Maryland.
That's what people do.
Yeah,
that's what they do.
Yeah, all right. So he wants to correct our view. This is Nicholas. I'm sorry, mm-hmm. I didn't get a reference name. It doesn't appear anywhere in the Constitution or Declaration of Independence, neither in plain nor between the lines. This is because Thomas Jefferson... I thought Madison was the father of the Bill of Rights.
Anyway. I don't know. He's saying what doesn't appear is the right to privacy?
Yes.
Okay.
Rightly recognized that there couldn't be such a thing as a right to privacy that wouldn't constantly violate the other inalienable rights, and rights cannot be rights if they conflict with each other. Let me clear it up a bit. I have an absolute right to life, liberty, and property. Liberty consisting of anything that doesn't violate the other two rights of anyone... the other two rights of anyone else.
Mm-hmm.
A violation may only be construed as being so if I immediately threaten to or actually initiate fraud or force against someone else. Initiation is a key word, by the way. Let us apply these well-known libertarian principles to the case at hand. A pretty girl is peacefully walking down the street holding her boyfriend's hand and unaware of the sick, twisted jerk that's following them with his tiny camera. She happens to be wearing a skirt. This time, the jerk gets caught taking a shot of the girl's underwear, provided she was wearing anything at all. Too bad for the couple. The jerk was certainly that, but he did not initiate force or fraud against anyone. He is therefore cannot be attacked or even slapped in the face, as this would constitute the initiation of force, and the couple would be guilty of violating his rights. I sure don't like this situation.
Nor do I.
Now, I said yesterday, because you suggested, I think it was you that suggested the guy should just turn around and smack the guy in the face, or the girl should turn around and kick him if she found that out.
But he shouldn't be allowed to kick back.
Well, I just think that if a girl did turn around and kick the dude, that she'd probably find a sympathetic jury. I think that if he...
Yeah, but she could really get hurt. That's the problem.
Okay, then maybe you should reconsider using violence on someone. Okay. That's the risk you take when you initiate force on someone. And the guy really didn't initiate force. He just stuck a camera down there and took a picture.
If he had torn her
skirt off and then took a picture, that would be initiation of force.
I'm sure Manwich would disagree and say the pervert violated her rights by photographing parts of her body that she never meant to expose to public view. However, unless he did lift the skirt up, this is no different from neighbors taking pictures of each other or even taking a look while the bathroom window wasn't properly shut, or when a helicopter crews film your fenced house from the sky. Do you have a right to the light that gets into someone else's camera? Did you have a right to the sounds that come out of your mouth and got recorded by someone else's microphone? Do you have a right to the memories and the brains of others? There is no way to rationally and universally define what is private enough to be protected by armed thugs with guns. After all, I deem it offensive when people take pictures of my head, not to mention it steals my soul. Don't want offensive pictures taken of you? Just wear long clothes and shut all doors and windows, otherwise you're taking a risk for the sake of convenience.
That's right.
Manwich, you all too often judge issues based on outcomes that you do not like. According to me, the free market will provide better alternatives to anything the government does, but this is not my primary justification for libertarianism. I don't even care whether it would outperform the public sector in any given circumstance. Total freedom will certainly lead to things you and I don't approve of, while people taking pictures of their neighbors sunbathing naked in their backyards, it will happen. Just deal with it and fight back if you have to, like publicly exposing the guy for what he is.
Exactly.
There's slightly more to
use
that.
The marketplace, is what he's saying, to do that. And we might have a chance to talk about it, but we got Nathaniel and David on the line, so we're going to go to them. Coming up, your show, you take control, 800-259-5791. Upskirt photos, should they be illegal? This is your show, Free Talk Live.
Imagine you're on trial. The charge against you, violating one of the hundreds of laws Congress passes each year. You rise in your defense and say, Your Honor, I didn't know about this law. How will the judge respond? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org, and I think you know the answer. The judge will reply, Ignorance of the law is no excuse. So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizeDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. We want to slow the politicians down. We want to reduce the size and power of the federal government, and we want them to sweat the details, just like you do. Check out DownsizeDC.org, because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Did you know that the race for the cure is over? The best-kept secret in the country today is that it is now possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now, it's cancer's turn to die with Lays Med Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star Wars technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. That's 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. That's www.lasemedinc.com. Or call LaseMed at 702-953-0267 today.
Hey, Jack Blood here from Deadline Live. You know, it seems people will steal anything and everything you have. If you have a house with some equity, a car, a truck, RV, there is someone looking for a way to rip it off. And what about those government agencies? You know, the ones, those alphabet agencies. Did you know that they get raises, promotions, and bonuses based on what they see? And they can do it without due process. This is how the establishment has been attaining real wealth for centuries. And now you can learn the secrets that the elite have used for generations. Wealth-hiding secrets of the elite are exposed in this best-selling book, Bulletproof Asset Protection. Find out how you can make it look like you have no equity in your property, or make it look like you own no property, and a whole lot more. Order the book and DVD now for one low price. Get Bulletproof Asset Protection now. Call them 888-240-3337. And that's 888-240-3337. Or go to assetprotectionteam.com. Tell them you heard it on GCN.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791. That's the number for you. Take control of the phones. Bring up whatever's on your mind. Whether it be political issue, personal problem, it's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
It's Wednesday night. We're here live till 10 o'clock Eastern Time, so plenty of time for your calls. 1-800-259-5791. You can join us online, freetalklive.com. We have updates. If you sign up for the updates list, you'll be informed whenever there's something new that you need to know about Free Talk Live. So, for instance, a couple days ago, we sent out an update announcing that we have two brand new Shriners on our website at freetalklive.com. And people on the updates list get that info first. So if you want to get on it, go to updates.freetalklive.com. It's totally free, of course. Updates.freetalklive.com. With that, we're talking about upskirt photos. It's not a huge controversy in America, but it's out there. Something that's happening. There are guys that, for instance, will put a small camera device in their shoe. They'll retrofit a shoe so the camera device can fit through the toe portion of the shoe, and maybe they use their toes to actually activate the camera to snap the photos.
Wow. That would be really difficult.
Well, how else would you do it? I don't know, maybe have
you could probably have a remote control.
You could have a remote up to your pocket, running up your pants leg, that's another way
you could
do it.
Or you could even be fiddling with a remote, and then no one would know what you're doing. I mean,
right.
I've got my foot way stuck out here, and I'm fiddling with a remote. You know, I mean, people, not much going on there.
So it happens, and we were talking about it last night. Man, which you kind of think that it should be illegal. Jason, I'm not sure how you feel about it.
I'm on the fence. I don't know. It's all wacky to me.
I got
to
say, I take the emailer's point of view. Was it Nicholas? I take his point of view on this, because privacy is only something that you can have if you work at it. Privacy takes effort. If you want to be a private individual, you actually really have to put not only time and effort and money into being a private person. You know, if you don't want people to know where you live, you have to you can go out and rent a house and make sure that the landlords, for instance, keep all the bills in their name. You just pay the landlords for all the bills. I mean, there's different ways that you can be a private person. And when it comes to your personal privacy of your body, as he's suggesting,
wear underpants.
If you want to guarantee privacy, cover up. If you're concerned about your legs and your area being released on the internet, don't reveal it.
But why should anybody be concerned about having their privates be exposed on the internet? I mean, I
wouldn't be concerned. It wouldn't bother me.
Well, I don't think anybody walks around thinking, boy, I hope so. I hope nobody's videotaping my meat and potatoes right now.
Well, somebody's got to be concerned about it because somebody passed the law against
it. Well, the guy makes a very, very convincing email, but I'm still of the opinion that anybody who does this deserves to be soundly trounced.
Well,
like,
anyway,
they deserve to be soundly trounced.
Let's find out what David has to say about it. David in California, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Jason, and Manwich.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey,
I listened to your podcast, so I didn't think you guys would be talking about this, but
we are
about the upskirt thing, because you guys brought it up last night, but didn't really delve into it too much. I was thinking, it doesn't necessarily need to be a law or whatever in order for anything to get done. I mean, if you see your body as your personal property and someone else uses that property against your will, then in a court of your peers or whatever, and if you can, I guess you can just, instead of throwing the law at them, I guess, just take them to court, and if you can prove it, that this person, you know, took your photo without your knowing, and I guess if you can prove that is in fact your photo,
which is tough to do with
the other person would be probably ordered to pay restitution or something, because if it's a law, then
I mean, how much restitution are you going to get,
jail,
though? And really, how much restitution are you going to get?
Well, I guess that's for the jury's peer.
If it's being decided, if for instance it got used on a website where they're upskirt website.
Right, and it was a website with like millions of visitors every day and everyone saw your picture. That's
of course
a little more than
know.
Someone just posting it for, you know, one or two
But
people
you'd never
people.
Know.
Well,
right.
If you don't know, the violation didn't really occur, not too badly if you don't know.
Well, the violation, there's two different violations. There's the so-called violation of putting a camera underneath somebody and taking a photo, and then there's the other violation of using that photo for profit purposes.
Well, it's like the Girls Gone Wild guy.
Yeah.
There was that incident where he used a picture on the cover of his DVD of a girl who was a minor and apparently didn't consent or whatever. I don't think the minor thing really had anything to do with it, but she didn't really, I guess,
there was some footage there was footage in the disc, on the disc where
when
she
lifted
was naked.
Her shirt,
I mean,
she
as
consented.
Far as I'm concerned, you know, she knew what she was doing or whatever.
Of course
but,
she did.
But,
they all do.
But
I don't care how drunk she was.
Camera comes out and you lift your shirt up, you've
just interrupted him then, man.
I was talking and he would talk at the same time.
No, he was talking first.
No, I don't believe that was so. I want a timer. Bring it back.
That's my excuse.
I'm sorry, David. Can you try that again?
No, I was just saying, you know, she, in a way, did the right thing by just taking him to court. And if the jury decided, you know, he was in the wrong or...
Yep.
Yeah, you know, she did not consent to it or whatever. She didn't know what she was doing, blah, blah, blah. Then there you go.
But
if you make a law about it...
I think there's too much law, David. I think that, you know, if you're in front of a camera and you know it, you're consenting.
Oh, yeah.
If somebody pulls out a camera, you're in a public place, and you continue to be on that camera without shielding your face or asking them to turn the camera off, You're consenting to being on the camera. I don't think that anybody should have to file or fill out a form and sign an affidavit or anything like that.
Right. Like, I mean, if I were to, you know, lay out naked in front of Times Square and someone were to take a picture of me naked there.
You don't have a right to
privacy. Can I say anything? I was right there in the open. You
have no right to privacy if you're naked in public. Thanks for the call, man. 800-259-5791. So, upskirt photos, if you got thoughts on that, 800-259-5791. Otherwise, we go to Nathaniel in Nolens. Nathaniel, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Jason, and Manwich.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good.
Quite well.
What's on your mind?
Got a, I don't know, maybe anecdotal, little funny story, or not so funny, but I don't know, it's kind of a libertarian dilemma. I work as a butcher, and...
Now, you're a butcher or a meat cutter?
Butcher.
Okay.
Now, that means that you actually kill the animals?
No, it means basically a meat cutter will work in a big chain store, and everything comes in subprimals, all cryovac.
Butcher does the dirty work.
Right. We tend to get everything in either quarters or halves.
What's
right.
that mean? You get like a half a cow and you actually
Correct.
Have to...
You have
wow.
to break it. Each cow, when you break it down in half, that's called a side. And then,
do they break it down the middle, like front, so you get one eye?
Just straight down the. Well, no, they don't. They leave the head off.
I see.
You know, and the hooves and all that stuff.
Right.
But basically, it goes straight down the middle of the spine, and then you can break each section down into what are called quarters.
Do you get them frozen?
Yes.
How many do you get at a time? How many halves of cows do you get in your butcher shop at a time?
It all depends on the time of the year, what you've got sales going on. Price, availability, all that.
So you're actually there carving out the different areas of the cow. You then put it out for sale, right?
Now,
that's your job.
Right. Well, you break it down. When you have a side, you break it down into the quarters, which is basically you cut it in fourths.
A big leg.
And then from those, you have what are called subprimals. Most places, like a meat cutter, is going to deal with subprimals. They're already going to be cleaned and
That's
cut.
What the grocery stores get?
Correct.
All they do is slice it up.
Now, you actually have a story. I'm just interested in learning about the business because it's fascinating. I love learning about people's industry. So hang on. We're going to come back to you. Hang on. 800-259-5791. You want to take control of the show? You want to bring up what's on your mind? You want to comment on upskirt photos? Whatever's on your mind goes. 800-259-5791. That's why we call it Free Talk Live.
Welcome to RealityZone.com. My name is G. Edward Griffin. When I wrote The Creature from Jekyll Island, A Second Look at the Federal Reserve, I said, we must create an entirely new money supply which is 100% backed by precious metals, and we must do this within a reasonably short period of time. I'm now pleased to inform you that the Liberty Dollar Organization has done precisely that. The Liberty Dollar is 100% backed and redeemable in gold and silver. So, if you want to make money and protect your purchasing power, I encourage you to visit the Liberty Dollar at www.libertydollar.org or call 888-421-6181 to find out about getting a free copy of The Creature from Jekyll Island. That's www.libertydollar.org or call toll-free 888-421-6181.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. The bucks you peel off for those little rubber rings called tires can make you bounce off the sidewalls. So stick around, because when I come back, some advice on inflating your bank account. Soft. Strong. Absorbent. That's Scott Shop Towels. I'm Bobby Likas. At Car Clinic Service, we use durable Scott Shop towels instead of oily rags. Whether you're a service professional, like I am during the week, or a do-it-yourselfer, like I am on the weekends, Scott Shop towels fill the bill. Buy Scott Shop towels in the blue pop-up box or on a roll. Sounds like a great idea to me. To extend tire life and to keep your bank account inflated, remember this anagram, T-I-R-E, T. Tread wear should be even. Odd patterns implies over or under inflation, which lowers gas mileage. I. Inflate tires to PSI specified in owner's manual. Air is free at most gas stations, but it's like gold in increasing tire longevity. R. Rotate tires every 5,000 miles to increase miles per tire. And make sure you check alignment every time you rotate. And E. every 4 to 6 years by a new set of tires. Even if the tread looks good, rubber breaks down over time. From where the rubber meets the road, I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us. In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Blockit by Kimberly-Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly-Clark's Blockit fabric's got you covered. That's Blockit by Kimberly-Clark.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. 800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791. You can talk about anything, whether it be a political issue, personal problem. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online, freetalklive.com. We have live streams, the broadband version of the show, dial-up version, both totally free. You go and get them online, freetalklive.com. All right, we're talking to Nathaniel in Nolens. Nathaniel, you're back on Free Talk Live with Ian, Jason, and Manwich. Now, Nathaniel, you're a butcher.
Mm-hmm.
And it's interesting because whenever somebody calls into
you
the show...
You leave that dog alone, Nathaniel.
I've got an 11-week-old Weimaraner, and, you know, he's real needy. If I'm not in the house with him, he flips out. So
poor guy.
He's inside.
So before we get into your issue, and you do have an issue that you want to talk about, I just find certain businesses very interesting, and we normally, if somebody calls in with an interesting profession, I like to ask questions. So what are some of the animals that you butcher besides cows?
Well, I mean, yeah, you're obvious. Your big ones are going to be cows, pigs, chickens.
Mm-hmm.
Occasionally, we deal with local guys.
Do they all come with the heads off?
Yes.
Okay.
Thank goodness.
Venison?
Well, I mean, they have, you know, processing facilities and all that good stuff where they get rid of most of the yucky things for you so you don't have to mess with all that.
Right.
But, I mean, we'll occasionally get the cool little fun things like wild boar and duck and... elk and deer and...
Is that something for people to special order, that kind of thing?
Yeah, well, it's just availability.
I see. You know? Sheep?
Not really. I mean, it's a tough business. I mean, you don't make a lot of profit. It's a perishable product. You know,
sure.
If you don't sell it, you ate the loss.
Yeah, that's rough. Now, do you own the shop or are you just an employee?
No, I just work there.
I see. How'd you get into it?
A very long and circuitous route, actually. Had worked as a chef for a long, long time. And we did most of our butchery in there. The guy who has the shop, you know, obviously with the hurricane, there's mass exodus of people.
Right.
There's this big vacuum, and the pay was phenomenal.
Wow.
I had worked with a lot of the different cuts and most of the equipment, and I mean, I'm technically not qualified really to do this work.
Huh.
But
well, you are now.
Yeah, you've learned the ropes, and now you are.
Exactly. But,
and so it's basically just a vacuum of employees, which is what we're...
Anybody who wants to work and wants to make an outrageously inflated wage and have no shortage of hours to work, the city, everywhere, all you see is signs, now hiring. Burger
That's amazing.
King.
Which city is that?
Nolens.
Yeah, I mean, Burger King. They have big banners out front. They have a $6,000 signing bonus.
Right, we talked about that a month ago, and it's just amazing that, I mean, is there any, how many people are coming back into the city? Is it kind of coming back to life?
It's hard to estimate.
What's it like, though? I mean, what's it like being in Nolens right now?
It's crazy. I mean, you could devote an entire show to everything that's happened down here since all that mess.
Unfortunately, we don't, you know, we only hear from people occasionally in that area. You're the first call I think we've had probably in about a month. And so, I mean, you're kind of our connection to Nolens there.
Well,
are you living in the quarter? Are you living in a suburb or something?
No. I live just across the river in Orleans Parish in a section of town called Algiers.
So you didn't have any real
serious damage? No, we didn't have any flooding.
That's good.
All the flooding came from the north side, from Lake Pontchartrain. Through most of the city.
The damage has been kind of a boon for you. You didn't have any damage to your property, really?
Windows didn't even break.
Wow.
And now you're getting paid buku bucks to work there.
Yes, and learn a brand new trade.
That's fantastic.
But let's see.
Talk about looking on the bright side, you know? Look on the bright side of the tragedy.
probably.
All right, enough about your business. What's your issue tonight, Nathaniel?
Okay, well, I had what I would call a libertarian dilemma.
Yes.
What we have down here is...
Was it a constitutional conundrum?
Not really. More a philosophical or ethical, issue.
Okay.
They're doing this thing. It's called the Louisiana Purchase Card. I'm not exactly sure who's in charge of it, if it's the Louisiana state government or if it's the federal government or if it's FEMA or the American Red Cross. But they have given out all these cards. And in their infinite wisdom, they have placed deadlines on these things. And so what happens is, towards the end of the month or whatever the cycle that they're on, I don't know about them because I didn't apply for one,
mm-hmm.
But the people feel just like they have to spend the money. They can't let the money go to waste.
So these are these credit cards that we've heard about where...
I think it's more like a food stamp program. I'm not exactly sure what it is. I just know that it's called the Louisiana Purchase.
So you sign up for a card, they give you a little credit card thing or whatever it is,
mm-hmm.
and there's money on it. There's money
right.
that's valued.
It's just like a debit or card or something. You know, you just spend it until there's no money left.
And you have a certain amount of time in which you can
correct,
spend it.
And then they renew it. But any balance that you carry is lost.
Understood.
So people are buying all these things that they do not need, that they do not want, but just because they feel like, hey, it's free money.
Right.
So I had a guy come in today, and, you know, obviously he didn't know who I was or what I was about, but,
mm-hmm.
you know, proudly announced that he's got $500 left on his thing. He wants to buy every single beef tenderloin in the house.
Okay.
So that he can freeze it. You know, he wants the whole loins. And when he told me that, you know, I had this kind of dilemma to where it's like, well, you know what? It'd be really nice to sell all those.
Right, yeah.
But at the same time, it really pissed me off that, you know, I'd be sort of an accomplice to some sort of what I feel is fraud. You know, that he doesn't need this, he's not going to eat it. And the crazy thing was, is it was people that you could tell were fairly affluent, you know, they knew a little bit and
mm-hmm.
probably had a little bit of money, but they just felt obligated to spend this.
I see. And you know, it is money, and it's not your business. Did you sell it to him?
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go. You got to do what you got to do.
I'm of the opinion that you should have. Like, I absolutely should have taken this money. The thing is if you told him no...
See, this is, most people are justifying this of, you know what, I've paid taxes for so long. I've paid into all this stuff.
Sure.
This is mine, you know. Live,
I get
live large.
It. And as long as you don't vote with the opinion that I'm going to make it so that I've got power over other groups of people, I kind of see taking the money that the government has. Now, I personally, I don't. Somebody held my feet to my...
Well, this is the thing. Is initially, I denied. I was like, no, you know what? We don't have any. And so what he did was he's like, okay. And he proceeded to buy every single steak on my rack.
I see.
And he kind of caught you. You were, instead of being really principled, you were trying to be principled, but you weren't telling him about it.
No, I refused to do it for that purpose.
Right. If you would have been straight about it, then you would have, you know, at least...
Yeah,
been
but I'm not
going to
walk away from $500 in sales.
Well, right. Yeah, right. I mean, from a business perspective, you're taking cash. You're taking money from somebody who is voluntarily spending it. Where that money came from, I mean, would it really matter to you if... Because you don't even know. You said you weren't sure if it was the government or the Red Cross or whoever.
No,
it was.
I don't know who it came from. I just know it was that card.
Right. Well, you know, it's a card that's worth money. I mean, it's a credit card or a debit card or whatever it is. And as long as your business gets the money, I don't think you should be concerned about where it came from. I wouldn't be concerned if it came from the government or came from the Red Cross or it came from a bank robbery. As long as it's money,
yeah.
Think
hey,
about
this
it.
This is the thing. Is I mean, you know, the guy would never be buying that under any other circumstances.
It's not your concern,
he's
you know.
He's just going to throw it in his freezer.
Hey, well, whatever, it's his
what
stuff.
What if he paid for necessities with cash, which you don't know, and then, you know, he ended up with this $500 on this card, and he's like, whoa, I got to use it on something.
I'm sure that there's better things to buy than, you know, thinner cut.
Hey, take the money, pay the rent for that month, and get over it. Thanks for the call, man. Right. 800-259-5791. I wouldn't really be wasting much time on that. Money's money.
Principled guy. He's thinking about it, you know.
We'll come back with more. It's Free Talk Live. We'll be right back.
If you think your engine is safe by having the oil changed every 3,000 miles, think again. Every time you start your car, your engine creates friction between the moving parts. These moving parts wear against each other, and the result is small metal particles circulating through your oil, causing premature wear and damage to your engine. Oil filters do a good job of trapping the large metal particles, but they will not trap the most harmful tiny particles. These tiny particles circulate constantly through your oil, and over time, your engine begins to show signs of wear. This is why you need the Filter Mag. The Filter Mag is a powerful magnet that holds itself to the outside of your oil filter, trapping the tiny metal particles to the inside wall of the filter, extending the life of your oil and ultimately extending the life of your engine. The reusable Filter Mag is maintenance-free, installs in 2 seconds, and lasts forever. So what are you waiting for? Go to filtermag.com. That's filtermag.com. Or call 800-345-8376. That's 800-345-8376.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. As you know, advertising is what keeps radio free. But as time has gone on, the commercial breaks have seemed to get longer and longer. These days, most talk shows have at least 16 minutes per hour of commercials. Free Talk Live is no exception. We've come up with an exciting way to reduce the amount of time spent on commercials, increase the amount of showtime, and help us spread the message of liberty around the world. We're calling it AMP. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. We're asking you for $3 a month to help AMP Free Talk Live at amp.freetalklive.com. If we can raise enough money per month, we'll reduce the commercial time by at least 25%. Plus, you can feel good knowing that the dollars you're contributing will be going towards promoting the show and helping us get on more radio stations around the country. If you believe in this show and want to help others find the message of liberty and wouldn't mind 25% less commercial time, please go to amp.freetalklive.com now and help us amp Free Talk Live. Again, that's amp.freetalklive.com.
Developed to support respiratory health, Mucolixir is a new and unique product offered by Allergy Research Group. Mucolixir contains microdose DNA, a novel regulatory or signaling compound which appears to regulate mucus and cilia motion. Based on preclinical investigations and clinical trials, the small amount of DNA in Mucolixir may support healthy mucus levels via a regulatory mechanism. Dr. Albert Dahlberg, MD, PhD, states that microdose DNA does not cause any gene transfer. It is very safe and can be of considerable help to many people. Numerous doctors and patients have used Mucolixir with great results. There are dozens of scientific publications from university research on the use of the synthetic form of DNA for immune support in lung health. However, the DNA in Mucolixir is naturally occurring and is used only in microdose amounts. This novel approach has stunned both doctors and patients. Mucolixir can be found by visiting allergyresearchgroup.com or by calling 1-800-545-9960.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791, the number for you, 800-259-5791. If you want to take control, you can also join us online at freetalklive.com. The bulletin board system's there, Shrine of Female Listeners, archives, updates, live streaming, and much more, all totally free. All that we ask from you in return for all that free stuff is a vote. You just go vote for the show once a month. That's all we want. Vote.freetalklive.com. I believe we're still the number two show, the number two podcast in the world. Out of about 10,000 podcasts, we're number two, thanks to your votes. Thanks to the hundreds of you that have gone so far this month to vote for us. And if you've yet to go, head over right now to vote.freetalklive.com, because all you need is your email address. And that will get, oh, we've dropped to number three, says Manwich.
It's the Normal News Podcast has overtaken us.
I've never even heard of them.
Normal's the organization for the former marijuana.
Oh, that Normal.
Yeah.
Oh, hey, yes, well, that's kind of cool.
It's kind of interesting.
It's good. Hey, well, anyway, vote.
But they've never been in the rankings before.
Whatever. Vote.freetalklive.com. You can help us out. And being up there in the top 10 like we are, number three at the moment, helps us get listeners. It helps us get new people tuning into the show all the time, not to mention some free press coverage that comes around. And all that means new people finding liberty, new people finding the message of liberty and freedom via Free Talk Live. So vote.freetalklive.com. With that, we go to you, Jason. Where we go next?
We're going to civil rights, or paucity of, as it were.
Okay.
You see, the first civil rights case to reach Supreme Court under new Chief Justice John Roberts has ended deplorably. Oh, this article comes from St. Pete Times, by the way. Although the court did not formally uphold Florida's lifetime voting ban on former felons, Its refusal to hear the appeal of Johnson versus Bush has the same effect for the foreseeable future.
Mm.
You see, with an estimated 600,000 people denied the vote, no matter how fully they paid their debts to society or how honorably...
600,000 people in one state, right?
Yes, it is. Just the state of Florida.
Okay.
Or how honorably they've lived thereafter, the Florida situation is among the nation's largest and most indefensible denials of civil rights in the country.
It's really true. They're prevented from voting for the rest of their lives?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes.
Okay.
Now, some people would defend this as saying this is sort of part of their punishment, as it were.
Who would defend them? Who would defend this government? 800-259-5791. Who thinks felons shouldn't be able to vote? I want to hear from one of you.
Well, I have to say that I do believe that felons should have the right to vote, because I don't think
that... Of course.
I think that this country was founded on one of many principles, and that is taxation without representation is wrong. And you send convicts to work, and ex-convicts to work every day. You know, they go out to work at the convenience stores and the construction sites. Believe me, the building you're building in had an ex-convict work on it, just so you know.
Good heavens.
Yeah. And he didn't put some kind of booby trap in there to stick you in your forehead when you walk through the door.
Well, let's also remember that we're talking about felons.
Whoa.
Ooh, there's misdemeanors and then there's felons. But what is a felony?
Lots of things.
Look at the variety of things that are considered felonies. I think in the state of Florida, at least, possession of three quarters, about 21 grams of marijuana is going to get you a felony. So you could be a felon and lose your voting rights because you had a little bit of pot. Or I don't even know what some of the other felonies are. Statutory rape, I'm pretty sure that's a felony. So you don't get to vote for the rest of your life because you had sex with a girl that said she was 18, but she was actually 16 instead.
What about downloading music or things of that nature?
Do you think it would matter if there was a large group of people that had their rights denied or a small group? Do you think it would matter?
No, not at all.
Because, I have a little bit of experience in this area, and I do know that they give the opportunity for people that have been released, at least from prison, to sign back their rights. They send away a piece of paper, and within 6 months or so, they're supposed to be able to vote and all that other stuff.
Right,
assuming that they're still living at the same address that they were, from what I understand that they... But
I know somebody who's doing that, and it is just a process. You say 6 months, but I think it takes even longer than that. I think that's a minimum amount.
I know who you're talking about, and there's another issue in his particular case. What you also have is capital and life felonies. In Florida, do not get their rights back. Automatically.
Period.
Now, first, second, and third degree felonies in Florida do, they will...
If they write out
a piece of paper and all that other stuff.
This is essentially what they're doing with filling out the forms. They're groveling for their rights. They're getting down on their knees on paper, and they're saying, please, almighty state of Florida, please grant me my right to vote back. That's what they're doing, and that's sick.
The thing is you either believe that lots of people, everybody should be able to vote, or... very few people should be able to vote. I'm sort of one of the opinions that very few people should be able to vote. But that's just sort of because I think everybody's an idiot.
Okay.
The fact is they're just putting another hurdle in the way of getting their normal felons, of getting their rights to vote back. You see, half the people, what's the percentage of people that are actually registered to vote?
About 50% of adults who are of voting age are registered.
Can you see how few, I imagine, convicted felons are out there that are actually registered, attempt to register? So if these people even want to vote, I don't think that convicted felons are of the likely psychographic to get out there and vote. So few that care, do it.
So according to this article, Jason, they're saying that there was a case that was taken to the Supreme Court from a Florida... felon, I suppose.
That's right.
And he was looking to have the law that states that you can't vote anymore as a felon overturned.
And the Supreme Court has just decided they don't want to hear it.
And that means that there was a lower court that said, no, we're not going to overturn the law. We'll explore this a little bit further.
Right.
There's more detail.
It gets worse for the felons.
Oh, boy. 800-259-5791. We'll get to all that coming up. Your calls, if you make them. This is your show. 1-800-259-5791. Specifically, I would love to hear from somebody that doesn't think felons should be able to vote. There's got to be somebody out there. 800-259-5791. Free Talk Live.
I want you to take a moment to think about moving out of your home, uprooting your family, uprooting your career, changing your whole life. Thought about it? It's quite a commitment, isn't it? I'd like you to think about this, too. Do you feel like we are rapidly losing our civil liberties with each passing day? Does this worry you? Does it bother you that our politicians don't even read many of the laws they sign every day? Well, over 6,000 members of the Free State Project have made that commitment to change their lives by gathering 20,000 people with a plan to move to New Hampshire to remind the world that freedom works. When we reduce the size, scope, and expense of government, you and your family will be free to run your life and run your business as you see fit. With the Free State Project, you can have liberty in your lifetime. For more information on the Free State Project, please visit our website, freestateproject.org, or call toll-free at 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604, or freestateproject.org.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a two-pack of Black Berkey Purification Elements for only $96 or a four-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791, toll free, 1-800-259-5791. Still plenty of time for your calls. We're here till 10 o'clock Eastern, so get them in. Man, call about whatever you want. Political, personal, anything goes. Join us online, freetalklive.com. We are doing an auction. We're auctioning off the very top banner, and excuse me, not the top banner, the fourth banner on our website. And you can go to auction.freetalklive.com. Wow, it's up to $61.
Ooh.
There's about a day left on this auction. So if you want to promote yourself, you want to promote your business, you want to promote your favorite organization, or who knows. It's your canvas. You do what you want with it. We put it on our website, auction.freetalklive.com. Get you all the details, auction.freetalklive.com. Jason, you're reading something from the St. Petersburg Times.
And that's correct.
It's about Florida, but this is something that goes on around the country. I mean, I'm pretty sure most states have similar laws to this.
There are actually only three states with lifetime bans.
But all of them have extended bans. Right, like, you get out of prison. If you're a felon, you get out of prison. There's a certain amount of time that you cannot vote. Here in Florida, it's your entire life. Somebody took this to the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court says, we don't want to hear it, which basically means they've upheld Florida's law. What else is happening?
Well, here in the great state of Florida, laws have since been piled on. Let's deny them access to most licensed professions and the right to possess firearms, too.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes.
Well, I knew about the firearm one, but you can't be a licensed plumber?
Just listen to this. One example among many. Senate Majority Leader Alex J. Villalobos tells of a former client who had completed his education and became a registered nurse. before the state uncovered his conviction and put him out of work.
Wow.
That's right. He had been successfully rehabilitated, as the state likes to claim.
Yeah.
And then they found, oh, wait, this guy who just became a registered nurse, he's a convict.
They really don't, you know, once a guy, a person is convicted of a felony, they sort of think that you should do certain jobs.
Right. Blue collar.
Yeah.
Blue collar.
You're a bad, bad man, and you should always be treated that way for the rest of your life.
And, you know, getting these things changed, it's just about impossible.
Certainly seems that way.
Because felon just sounds so scary.
Now, I do have another question here for you, Ian.
Yeah.
Do you think that people that are in jail or prison should be able to vote?
Sure.
I figured you'd say that. I sort of think that people that have been convicted, I think that people in jail should be able to vote. But, you know, there's such a difficulty in getting that done. They generally don't.
Mm-hmm.
But people in prison, you know, if you can imagine, they'd all be in one area. And they'd have nothing better to do, so they'd all vote. And
right.
You know as well as I do that in a given district, especially on, like, city council issues and crap like that, you're lucky to pull 100 people at the polls.
Yeah, yeah.
So what you would have is the convict voting bloc controlling the city in which it was. So I can see that they should be allowed, perhaps, to...
That sounds like a cool idea.
It does.
And you know they're going to be trying to vote out the folks who put them in there in the first place.
Of course. I don't see that there's a lot of benefit to society on that one. Personally, I don't think...
Well, we'll all agree that when you get out of jail, you should be able to participate fully in society. And that's just... I had no idea about that licensing thing. That's outrageous.
Yeah, apparently they can't be dentists and morticians and all kinds of things like that.
Or
a real estate agent, for that matter.
As though licensing...
And we all know they're crooks.
As though licensing wasn't terrible as it is, preventing people from even obtaining the license, from even attempting to obtain the license, that's just terrible. That's the worst. That's the lowest of the lows. Still waiting to hear from somebody that thinks it's a good idea to prevent felons from voting.
Crickets.
Still call
Crickets
in
and tumbleweeds.
Yeah, in hour number two, 800-259-5791. Free Talk Live.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin, with a total series mintage under $600,000, has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
If you're a